Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's good, everybody? It's your favorite grown up back in the building with another grown up podcast episode. You already know what we do on here. We talk about that grown up shit. I give you some independent music. I give you the behind the scenes with the artists, and we vibe out just like that. So I know I'm a day late with the podcast drop, but a lot has been happening. Some changes have been happening in my life. You guys already know I'm trying to keep you updated with everything that's going on. So I thank you to the listeners and subscribers. I appreciate you guys for staying tuned to the podcast and keeping those notifications on. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do subscribe. Of course, turn on the notifications so you can know when the episodes actually drop. Normally, if I post on my social media, then I really try and get in my head that I'm going to post a podcast episode that day. But because I didn't post on my social media, it's been a little bit of delay. And you can kind of do that with an independent podcast, you know, because it's your own thing, it's your own vibe. But yeah, so like I was saying, a lot of change has been happening for me and things like that. As you guys know, I am starting my transition process. I've been having a bunch of appointments and stuff, and I did get approved for top surgery. I'm excited about that. That's one of the first steps that I wanted to make for myself, and I'm excited. So if you guys follow me on my social media, on my personal page at famousd_95, I'll try and post as much as I can when I actually do begin this process and everything like that. So stay tuned with that. And other than that, I got a new job today. Shout out to me. Nah, shout out to the company not hiring me. So got a new job today. So switching up that, gonna be trying to incorporate, the new job hours with making sure I still keep my podcast episodes uploaded for you guys. So that's gonna be a whole transition thing to work with. And also, I have some new sample merch that I got. Shout out to the person that gave me that. You know who you are. Appreciate you. So if you haven't, follow me, like I said, on my social media, on my personal page at famousd_95, and the new Instagram at the Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. You would have seen that I posted on my story previewing the sample merch that I got, and I'm so excited about it, and I'm ready, and I think the podcast is ready to take it up a notch. So you guys, please stay tuned for that. I'm gonna be having merch really, really soon here, and I'm really trying to stay consistent with this and stay on top of everything. It's difficult. Yes, I know. I say difficult a lot, but it is difficult. Trying to maintain a good job that's going to be able to sustain. Essentially, right now, it's kind of a hobby because, you know, I'm not making money just yet off of this or, you know, anything like that. So, essentially trying to support a full-time type of hobby that could eventually turn into something that could make money is it's a lot of work because you're basically putting in, you know, double time on each side. You're putting in double time at, you know, your full-time job so you can make sure you're getting all the funds and everything that you need, because you're independently supporting your own podcast. So you have to, your, you know, funds and interviews and recording and all of that stuff, it costs, you know. So on my end, I have to make sure that I'm holding down the job that's able to do that, and on the same token, trying to make sure that I am still staying consistent with the podcast, with the uploads, with interviews, with guests. And you know, it's just, it's a lot, and I love it, you know, because this is the career that I want to do. And if you guys haven't checked out that episode between, I mean, the how I feel about jobs, the word job and the word career, I think I touched on that way back. You guys check on that episode. But yeah, I feel like a job is very different to a career, especially nowadays. So podcasting is, I feel as though, is my career. You know, this is something that I want to do for longevity, for something that's going to make me happy. Whether it makes money or not, I am doing this podcast because this is something that I want to do. So with that being said, you know, like I said, gotta make sure that I have a job that's able to sustain this for, you know, until either I start making money or until I get to a comfortable spot in my life. So, yeah, just really working out the kinks and everything with this whole independent podcast thing, transitioning to a new job, and getting the merch and stuff together. So it's a lot of things, a lot of changes going on in my life, and I'm just trying to embrace everything and trying to see the opportunities within everything, and you know, trying to just move forward and keep up with everything with the podcast. So with that being said, let's get into what I wanted to touch on today. So first things first, y'all want me to say it? I'm the realist, and I was playing. All right. Okay, I'll do it every other episode, or maybe. But yeah, so what I wanted to touch on today was something that we probably don't talk about enough. And I know that for us mid-20s people, we're coming up on a really big, important decision about it. And for those who have already either aged out or are getting to this point, even if they're not in your, even if you're not in your mid-20s, some of you, as I'm going to speak of later, have already faced this dilemma, and that's insurance. You know, it's not something that we talk about too much. It's not something that I don't think our parents remind us about. I mean, you know, they probably touched on it and said, hey, you know, you want to get a good job that's going to provide you with great benefits. But we never know what that really means. You know, like we say, oh, nothing really happens to me, I won't need medical, or nothing, I brush my teeth all the time, so I don't need dental, or, you know, my vision is great, so I don't need to go to the doctor to, you know, to get my vision checked. But, you know, in reality, you never know when you're going to need it and when it's gonna be something that is going to essentially kind of be a miracle for you, like a good safety net, so to speak. You know, for me and my insurance journey, as you guys know, as I was stating a little bit earlier, I'm about to age out of my insurance off of my parents' insurance plan. So this year, at the end of the year, I'm going to be 26, and that's the, you know, cutoff line for that Obama era insurance thing. Still not too clear on the details of that, but very happy that it did get extended for that long. But I felt like it kind of delayed myself for really truly understanding insurance and what would be, like, you know, the best option for me, because like I said, it's not something that we sit down and talk about. It's not something that parents sit down and be like, hey, so you're about to age out of insurance, or hey, I'm about to take you off of insurance, and this is exactly what it's going to mean for you. I feel like it's just because we're grown, you know, they're just like, hey, you're off insurance, you got to get your own. And we're like, all right, so where do we start? How do we get there? Like, why didn't you fucking tell me this earlier? Now we're stuck Googling or, you know, getting miscellaneous information that may be misinformation. We never know. We never fully quite understand what the insurance is, why we need it, how much it covers, and this and that. And we just end up getting any old insurance that can cover us. But I'm here to tell you guys that make sure this is something that you look into. You know, I was gonna have my girlfriend on here today, but she's been working a lot as well. You know, we both been working and holding it down. But you know, her testimony with insurance is, you know, she found out the hard way. You know, she was out the house and she's 18, and then boom, off the insurance, and now a month later, hey, you know, you got to get insurance, right? And it's like, shit, what even is that? You know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy that it's the total opposite for me, that it's like, I've known that I've had insurance, and you know that, and I know that this is the year that I'm going to age out and everything. So for me, I've already been on it. You know, I've already called like beginning of this year, and I was like, hey, you guys, I'm about to be 26 at the end of the year. I'm finna max out of this insurance age thing, and I need to know what the deal is. I need to know what's going on, because one, of course, as you all know, I'm going through my transition. So obviously I'm gonna have to make sure that I keep my medical insurance intact, or at least am able to easily transfer it to whatever it is that is going to be the continuation for my insurance. And then two, like, even though I've only had one major surgery, and I've probably only gotten sick within the past year or two with the flu, those are really the only two times that I've actually really extremely needed to use my insurance. But it's not about the one or two times that you extremely need it. It's just about when you do need it, you have it. You know, it's nothing like the feeling of walking up to try and go get some medical attention, and then they ask you, okay, do you have insurance? And you say no, and then it's a whole thing. Not only is it a whole thing of paperwork to fill out, but you have a whole nice co-payment for the visit, you know, for you to have to be able to get seen for whatever it is that you go in there and need to be seen about. And if you don't have it at the time, obviously, then that's gonna cause an even worse thing for you, especially if you're in debt, you know, and you start to accumulate more debt on top of that. And now you're in even more deep grown-up shit because you've been introduced to debt, and it piles onto other debt that you might have. And now you're fucked up, okay? Because when we're young, like myself, we don't think about this shit, you know? We don't think about the grown-up things that, how do I say? The grown-up things that we will need in the future, but we don't see as a necessity right now. And especially, I know a lot of people don't really like going to the doctor. They don't even trust doctors. It's a lot of things going on in the medical field right now, and people feel different types of ways about the medical field. But that doesn't, it shouldn't, you know, make you think, okay, well, I'm just not gonna think about it, or I'm just not gonna worry about it, or if my parents didn't say anything to me about it, then oh well. You know, it shouldn't be like that, you know. So as a fellow grown-up, speaking to all you other fellow grown-ups, I suggest and encourage to go and check on your insurance. You know, you never know when you're gonna need it. You don't want to walk up to a window and needing to seek medical attention, or something bad happens and, you know, you need medical attention, or whoever it is may need medical attention, and either they can't provide it to you because you don't have any medical insurance, or they can't provide it to you because you can't provide a payment for them, you know. And that's just one of the worst things, like you needing help and you can't get it because you need to provide a payment first before you can get the help. And I mean, honestly, insurance to me, it blows me, because we spend so much money on something that is essentially supposed to protect us and be there for us when we need it, but in the same breath, when something does happen, yeah, they cover, you know, whatever it is that you've been paying into, but on the other side, on the flip side, you also have out of pocket, you know, payments that you have to make as well. So insurance is a catch-22, but it's something that's a good safety net to have. We want to, you know, be healthy. We want to be around for a lot of us are having kids now, and if you know you want your kids to be healthy, you want yourself to be healthy as well. Make sure your insurance is good to go. You know what I mean? Make sure everything is good to go in line, because you never know when you're gonna need it. Even if you're not, if you don't have kids and you're just out here living your best life and you're not worried about going to the doctor and shit like that, which, I mean, I may not be living my best life, but I do for sure not worry about going to the doctor. But I should, you know, and as we all should as grown-ups, because we should want to make sure that we're checking up on ourselves, not just mentally, but physically, you know, and making sure that we're living the full lives that we should be living, rather than living in the moments that we enjoy, you know. And which, it's fine to live in the moment that you enjoy, but you also want to live a little bit longer to be able to re-enjoy that memory, you know. Sit down with whoever it is you're sitting, it doesn't even have to be your kids, it could be a friend, you know, and you guys sit down and you're older now and you're sharing that memory together. You know, you can't share that memory if you don't know, if you don't have insurance and you're not making sure you're keeping up with your health and, you know, things like that. So I just came on here to give you guys a quick PSA of that, and make sure that that's one of the grown-up topics that I really think that is complicated and scary to talk about. You know, like I talked about this with my coworker a few weeks ago, or a week ago, I think. And she was telling me how she had aged out of her parents' insurance, and her mom just kind of told her, like, hey, you're about to get taken off the insurance, so make sure you figure that out. And she was telling me how she's freaking out, and things were tough for her because she's basically just trying to grasp any job that's going to be effective in not only paying for her to be able to, you know, live, and to have good benefits, because good benefits are, that's the key that you look for when you're looking for a job. You want good benefits. And if you're our age, if you're either past age and you've already maxed out, or if you're about to, now would be a great time to not only either look for a job that has some good benefits to provide to you, or you start looking into insurance, you know, yourself, and gaining that self-knowledge for yourself, and making sure that you're good and you're healthy. And we keep getting into more grown-up shit, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, that's kind of really what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, because shit, it's hot, heat waves, COVID, what the fuck, and there's shit that's happening all around us, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of shit to consume, you know, so why not tune into your podcast and get those little educational beams, get those little PSAs, because everyone's talking about something different. And, you know, like I said, here on the podcast, we talk about grown-up shit. And that's one of the things that I feel like we really should be sparking the conversation about. And parents, you know, I encourage you, your kids that are in their 20s or, you know, they're 18, they're just getting into the grown-up life, I encourage you, you know, to talk to them a little bit more about that, because I don't feel like I was talked about insurance a lot growing up. Like, you know, I just knew that I had it, and I knew that it was good insurance, whatever good insurance meant. Still to this day, I'm not fully aware of exactly what quote-unquote good insurance is, like if you're really breaking down insurance and shit like that, and who's the best to go to, and like I really don't know. But I just know I always had what would be considered good insurance. I had that. So now I'm just kind of doing my own research, and like I said, I'm self-educating, and I encourage you guys to too. So that's it for today. I hope you guys caught that PSA for you. All you grown-ups, check out your life, you know what I'm saying, and get things straightened out. You know, this one thing that you may have forgotten off your list that I'm reminding you to keep on your list, because you never know when you're gonna need it. So other than that, I appreciate you guys for tuning into the podcast today. I got an announcement. I'm so excited. I have a stack. I got about 5 or 6 Naturally on the Wave interviews for you guys. I know you excited about, and I'm excited about them. If you haven't followed me on my social medias, please do. I've been posting about some pretty big interviews that I got coming up. So you guys, please stay tuned to the Naturally on the Wave interview segment. I'm gonna be starting those probably next week. Gonna be obviously dropping them again every other week. So you guys, like I said, stay tuned to that. Make sure your notifications are turned on. Like I said, stay tuned to the merch as well. I'm getting that in the works. So trying to get things done, you know. Like I said, independent podcast, independently funding and doing all of these things. So it's exciting, it's taxing, it's a lot of work, but I'm putting in the work and I love it. And so yeah, so watch out for the merch. And of course, you guys already know, in the link below or in the description below will be the link for you to check out CBD THC products. Must be 21 and up again, please, to purchase. And yeah, go on my website link, check out the products, see if anything sparks your interest. If you're having some aches, some pain, some inflammation, some anxiety, we got something on there for you. So please check the link in the description. And I'm gonna have a guest on here soon. He's gonna give you guys a nice rundown of, you know, exactly what the product is and things like that. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for more guests on the podcast, you guys. I have a lot of guests that really want to interview and come on the podcast, and they're excited about the podcast, and that makes me excited, of course, because one, more content, and two, it just gives a different perspective and gives more conversation to be had. And that's all I really want for this podcast, is the conversations to start to talk about that grown-up shit, and to hopefully relate and help somebody remember that they need to go get their insurance. So appreciate you guys again for staying tuned to the podcast. You already know, follow me on my social medias on IG at famousd_95, on IG as well. The new IG page is at the Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. You can also follow me on Twitter at famousd_95, and of course, please like my Facebook page, Grown Up Podcast. And of course, you can subscribe to my YouTube as well. I also upload the podcast on there, Grown Up with D. And yeah, other than that, you guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I got some new music for you coming soon as well. So you guys just keep the notification locked on, stay locked in, And we going up. Like I feel it coming. We going up, y'all. So appreciate you guys for tuning in today. And if you haven't subscribed, go ahead. Please do. You already know. Stay safe. Be kind. And we out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.